Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m. on G10Radio.com. But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian. But I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to cut back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about, things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April. And by November, December, I had high blood pressure. And I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian. And boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing. Nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge. Just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway. But if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that one. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do that. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about to exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be on to share our tip of the week.
Welcome to another episode of Healthy Moments Radio. Today, we have the honor of speaking to Mr. Todd Johnson. He hosts a show at LaSalle University titled Bridging the Gap. Welcome, Todd, to Healthy Moments Radio.
Thank you, and I appreciate you having me on today, Renee.
Well, I met Todd a few years ago. We became friends on Facebook, and I saw a few months ago, in 2015, you were hospitalized because of your diabetes.
That's correct. In June of 2015, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I went to the emergency room because I wasn't feeling well, and they kept me for like 3 or 4 days because at that time, my blood sugar level was 750.
Wow.
And they said I could have had a stroke or heart attack or, you know, a lot of bad things could have happened. But thankfully, with the help, grace of God, nothing like that happened. But I knew I just didn't feel well, and I was very sluggish. I was released from the hospital 4 days later, and they started me on insulin. And I took insulin for about the first 2 weeks that I was released from the hospital.
Okay.
And I lost 14 pounds those first 2 weeks. The diabetic nurse that would come to my house showed me how to exercise in my home. So I would actually walk from the kitchen to the front door and back and go up the steps and around the dining room table. I would do that for like 20 minutes a day. And then I got up to doing it twice a day for 20 minutes. and the weight started coming off, I drastically and radically changed my eating habits. I was eating a lot of fried foods, junk food, just a lot of food that was not good for you. And so I radically changed what I was eating
okay.
in conjunction with the walking and exercising.
Okay. I'm going to go back for a second. You said that you weren't feeling well. Had you been previously diagnosed with having diabetes?
I was what they call borderline.
Okay.
But diabetes runs in my family. Two of my sisters, my mother, who's now deceased, she had diabetes. So it ran in my family, which put me at a high risk. And then I was, you know, grossly overweight. And being obese only increases your chances. And the obesity, coupled with the fact that this was hereditary, I was sort of predisposed to becoming diabetic. And I had already had high blood pressure. I was taking medication at the present time
okay.
for high blood pressure. So things just got worse.
Right. And did your doctor see this coming on, or did it just hit you that one day where it just kind of shot up?
He saw it coming on, and I started feeling progressively worse over the last 3 or 4 months. And then finally, something said, hey, this doesn't feel good. I think you better go to the emergency room.
Right.
And I walked into the emergency room, and they kept me and started putting me on insulin right away. They said, we can't let you go home. We're going to put you in a room.
Right, and the hospitals these days do not keep you for long. So the fact that you were there for 4 days speaks volumes. A lot of surgeries are pretty much same day. You had to be pretty bad for them to keep you for 4 days.
Yeah, because my blood sugar level, they were trying to get it down, and I wasn't responding well to different things they were trying. It was coming down, but not to their satisfaction. And they did not want to release me until the blood sugar level was at a rate where they felt they could release me and send me home and get me started on insulin and some other things. But they gave me an ultimatum. The diabetic doctor walked into my room. This was the day I was discharged. And he told me that you're going to have to lose weight, plain and simple. He said, He recommended surgery.
Wow.
Getting gastro bypass. And I did not want any type of surgery.
Okay.
So the day that they discharged me that night, I made a pact that I was going to lose weight the old-fashioned way, which was to eat less, exercise more, eat right, and just stay away from unhealthy practices. And I've kept my word from that day to this present day. Of course, I slip up every now and then and eat something I shouldn't, but I 95% of the time, I'm right on track for where I want to be. So far, since June of last year up until this present time, I've lost 58 pounds.
Wow, that's absolutely fabulous. You know, you said something, eat less and move more. I recently did an interview for Healthy Moments Radio, and I spoke to a nutritionist, and her motto is eat less and move more. So it's funny you should say that. That was her exact words, eat less, move more.
Yeah, and that's it has worked for me because I up until that point, I led a very sedentary lifestyle.
How was that adjustment for you, having to change diet? I myself am not an athletic person. I have never been an athletic person. Were you an athletic person prior to this?
In my prior life, I was. I wrestled in high school and college and elementary school. I wrestled all through school. So wrestling was my thing. After that, after my wrestling career was over, I started to eat and binge and do all the things that a person would do to destroy themselves physically. I did it, you know. And it just, over time, things just piled up on me. And one day I looked up and said, wow, this is not healthy. I can't even see my feet when I stand up. And
right.
So I blew up to 425 pounds.
The fact that you wanted to take this in your own hands and not do the surgery, because the surgery would just be a temporary Band-Aid, because you still would have to maintain healthy eating, healthy exercising habits to stay healthy. These diseases don't have to be the diseases of our parents. This is not your mother's
right.
high blood pressure and diabetes. There's lots that we can do. You are, everything you're saying is falling right into that. I want to do this the old-fashioned way. I want to do this because it's about changing your lifestyle. Surgery is not a lifestyle. That's just a temporary fix. But if you don't follow or develop a healthy lifestyle after the surgery, you're going to find yourself right back post-surgery.
Yes, I had some friends who had had the surgery and later on had developed problems because they were not disciplined in doing the things that they needed to do to continue to maintain their weight and so forth. So I looked at them as examples of saying, I don't want to be like that. And I just determined that I was going to do it. So it scared me. I laid in that hospital bed for 3 days and said, okay, when you get out of here, everything changes from now on. I just thank God I was able to not only make that pact with myself, but to keep it. I've been able to maintain and discipline myself and been able to make changes in my life and my lifestyle. That's just something I refuse to go back to at that time when I was sedentary and eating all the unhealthy stuff that I was consuming. One of the things that I would say to your listeners is that start small and aim big.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for that. Smart, start small, because if you try to do, you can't change your lifestyle overnight. You
right.
can't do it. You are setting yourself up for failure. My show was only a 10-minute segment because my thought was, I know how overwhelmed I was. Well, you got to do this, you got to do that. I try to do quick, doable, easy steps. It's 52 weeks in a year. Even if you don't like the tip that I give this week, tune in next week. Try that. If you went to your doc, I've made 26 changes in my life. Your doc is going to be over the moon, and that's going to have an impact, just like that one little step that you made in not drinking soda. That was major.
Gradually coming off of the
fried foods, it was a major step, but you took that slow. When I was talking to a nutritionist, she said, it's about what's negotiable. I thought about things that I was raised on. I don't have to have bread. I have to have chocolate, but I don't have to have bread.
One of the small things that helped me, the diabetic nurse who would come to the house, I was encouraged when they took me off of insulin so fast because other people were telling me, you're going to be on it the rest of your life.
Right.
You might as well just get used to it. And I refused to accept it. But the greatest tip I could give your listeners is take it one day at a time. I know that's a phrase that is overused, but if you just take your health and your diabetes and high blood pressure, if you just take it one day at a time instead of saying, okay, in 10 years I want to be here, in 5 years I want to be there, in 8 months I want to be, just take it one day at a time. And if you do that and do the best you can on that particular day, and then get up the next morning and start another day. And so if you take that approach, you will find that your goals for 6 months, a year, 5 years, that you'll be able to meet those goals that you set for yourself. But you have to pick it one day at a time.
Fabulous, fabulous. I totally advocate for that. One day, one step at a time, because it can be overwhelming. And it makes you feel better when you're just saying, today I'm just going to do this. It makes that feeling of being overwhelmed just kind of fall by the wayside. I have one small task today.
That has loomed large in my life by just taking it one day at a time so that I don't get frustrated, so I don't feel like sense of being defeated and say, this isn't working. I'm going to go back and do what I was doing. So that has really worked for me. And that one day at a time has now turned into 8 months.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And has your doctor seen your A1C go down?
Yes. It was 13 when I was in the hospital. I went to the doctor a month ago, and my A1C level was 6.
Wow.
So I went from 13 to 6.
Powerful to know that we don't have to lie down and take this diagnosis. There's lots that we can do. As you have proven, there's lots that you can do to change your health and your lifestyle. The dietitian that I spoke with earlier today said that lifestyle changes are 90% diet and exercise. That hereditary factors have become 10%. Your lifestyle really dictates the other 90% of your health.
Right. One of the things I've noticed is that I'm a lot more alert. Even my mental health has gotten better. One of the small things that helped me, the diabetic nurse who would come to the house, I was encouraged when they took me off of insulin so fast because other people were telling me, you're going to be on it the rest of your life.
Right.
You might as well just get used to it. And I refused to accept it. But the greatest tip I could give your listeners is take it one day at a time. I know that's a phrase that is overused, but if you just take your health and your diabetes and high blood pressure, if you just take it one day at a time instead of saying, okay, in 10 years I want to be here, in 5 years I want to be there, in 8 months I want to be, just take it one day at a time. And if you do that and do the best you can on that particular day, and then get up the next morning and start another day, and so if you take that approach, you will find that your goals for 6 months, a year, 5 years, that you'll be able to meet those goals that you set for yourself. But you have to pick it one day at a time.
Fabulous, fabulous. I totally advocate for that, one day, one step at a time, because it can be overwhelming. And it makes you feel better when you're just saying, today, I'm just going to do this. It makes that feeling of being overwhelmed just kind of fall by the wayside. I have one small task today.
That has loomed large in my life by just taking it one day at a time, so that I don't get frustrated, so I don't feel like sense of being defeated. And say, oh, well, this isn't working. I'm going to go back and do what I was doing. So that has really worked for me. And that one day at a time has now turned into 8 months.
Fabulous. And has your doctor seen your A1C go down?
Yes. It was 13 when I was in the hospital. I went to the doctors a month ago. My A1C level was 6.
Wow.
I went from 13 to 6.
Wow. Thank you so much, Todd. Those are awesome numbers.
My goal is to work myself to the point where I can get off, because right now I take metformin twice a day.
Right.
And my goal is to work myself off of the metformin and to take myself out of that diabetes label. And I know it's going to be a struggle, but I'm going to continue to do it. And I believe in time I will eventually not have to take the pill, and eventually I will not be diagnosis of type 2 diabetic.
Based on what you're doing so far, I really see that day for you, and I wish you all the best. Thank you so much, Todd.
Well, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris Jones, here on GTownRadio.com. Please remember to always, always, always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health. Want to hear more tips on becoming a healthier you? Check out Healthy Moments Radio on GTownRadio.com. We have new tips every week, starting with Mondays at 11 a.m. We have rebroadcasts on Wednesdays at noon and on Friday evenings at 6 p.m. New topics every week. Check us out. Miss an episode? Our Facebook page, website, and on iTunes. We are Healthy Moments Radio.